downloaded from ilovezedmusic.com.
Turn up your radio. Turn up your radio. Good music lives here. Today's hottest kids with power. Power FM.
They want me to be better, but I'm better than them. They want me to be fresher, but I'm fresher than them. They want me to be fresher, but I'm fresher than them. They want me to be better, but I'm better than them. They love, no.
I don't care.
The Power FM Lifetime News is brought to you by the National Pension Scheme Authority, NAPSA. Bringing you out of the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
Government moves to repair over 700 damaged bridges nationwide. Trauma man arrested for murder of cousin after death initially reported as illness. In international news, death toll rises to 50 in Nigeria's Niger state market attack. In sports, Bafana Bafana team doctor Dr. Tulani Ngwenya excited about serving Bafana at 2026 World Cup.
And now, the Power FM News.
To present the lunchtime news, my name is Viola Chuma. The Vice President, Mutale Nalumango, says more than 700 bridges and crossing points across Zambia have been damaged and are in urgent need of rehabilitation following the recent adverse weather conditions. Mrs. Nalumango says government has already begun mobilizing resources to respond to the widespread damage and ease the serious transport challenges currently being faced by communities in many parts of the country. She has assured the nation that the matter is being treated with the utmost seriousness, adding that government is applying equal attention to all regions to ensure that critical infrastructure is restored without discrimination. The Vice President was speaking during a visit to Mpambe Bridge in Lundazi District, which was washed away by recent floods.
We have over 700 bridges in the country and crossing points that need to be attended to. So, Your Royal Highness, don't feel isolated. It's the level of development and maybe the highlighted that of other regimes. This condition is starting. You started MMB, TF, now UPMB, UPMB, you are still making push. That is starting from unique. We have been wasting all of that. All the people that are looking at the 700 bridges across the country are waiting.
In another development, United Party for National Development consultant Oliver Shalala Sipeso says Zambia's by-election system gives the ruling party a major advantage and is likely to shape the outcome of the upcoming Chawama by-election. Speaking on the Power Breakfast Show, Mr. Sipeso said the governing party enjoys structural benefits because many of its members of parliament also serve as cabinet ministers, allowing them to campaign while continuing to receive ministerial and parliamentary benefits. He said although ministers are prohibited from using government vehicles during campaigns, they still have access to resources through parliament that opposition parties do not have, giving the ruling party a stronger capacity to mobilize support. Mr. Sipeso explained that these concerns influenced by proposals in Bill 7, which initially sought to remove by-elections in order to reduce the high cost of conducting elections. However, he said the proposal faced strong public resistance, with many citizens insisting on retaining the power to choose their representatives despite the cost of election. As a result, by-elections remain part of Zambia's democratic system, a decision Mr. Sipiso said reflects the will of the Zambian people. The Chiwama by-election to be held on January 15, 2026.
I think by-elections favor the ruling party. I don't expect the opposition to win the Chiwama by-election. The ruling party has an inbuilt advantage in the sense that most of the MPs, those who are working as ministers, are able to campaign. So during that time, they are getting a salary as a minister, they are getting income as an MP, and they are freely able to campaign. Of course, they can't use their government vehicles, but they can use those that they gain through parliament and so on. So it means that the ruling party always has an advantage in terms of consolidating membership and numbers to be able to run campaign. But that's the argument that we put in Bill 7, where we said, okay, can we remove by-election so that, but it's surprising that the general public went against that provision. And I remember it was one of the last things that was removed from Bill 7.
In another development, police in Chiwama have arrested a 30-year-old man in connection with the suspected murder of his cousin following further investigations into a death initially reported as an illness. The suspect, identified as Aubrey Pona Kaila of Simusa village in Chief Koma's area, is accused of assaulting his cousin, the late Uzo Shanda, aged 40, of the same village. Police say the case was first reported on December 27, 2025, as a death after a short illness. However, intelligence later suggested that the deceased may have been assaulted before his death. Southern Province Commanding Officer Mono Namalongo, says police officers inspected the body at Chiwama General Hospital mortuary in the presence of relatives and noticed visible bruises and signs of internal injuries. He added that burial arrangements were suspended and a post-mortem was ordered, then conducted on December 30th, 2025, which confirmed that the cause of death was internal injuries consistent with assault. Mr. Namalongo added that the case was then officially classified as murder, and later police later received information implicating the deceased cousin, leading to his arrest while he was allegedly attempting to flee to Lusaka. The suspect is currently in police custody and investigations are ongoing. In more news, Movement for National Renewal founder lawyer John Sangwa State Council has disclosed that the movement has made a meaningful progress since its launch on October 2025 and that it is its deadline to reach 1 million target has been moved to the end of February this year. In a statement released to Parafem News, State Council Sangwa revealed that the movement registered about 100,000 membership as of 31st December 2025, representing 10% of the targeted 1 million. Mr. Sangwa added that the 10% achievement is commendable as it does not only provide a strong foundation on which to build on, but also confirms that the desire for national renewal is real as well as growing, and the citizens are increasingly prepared to organize, participate, and engage responsibly in the civic process. Last year, in October, Mr. Sangwa stepped away from active legal practice at his law firm to join politics following both local and international calls for him to consider public office. To this effect, Mr. Sangwa thought of mobilizing citizens across the country under the banner of the Movement for National Renewal, a civic movement devoted to rebuilding Zambia on the foundations of integrity, truth, and constitutional discipline. In international news, the death toll from an armed attack on a market in Nigeria's Niger state has risen to 50, according to local reports. Gunmen stormed the Kasawan Daji market in Demo village on Saturday. They opened fire on residents, abducted several people, and looted food supplies. A mass funeral was held for the victims while the wounded were taken to nearby hospitals for treatment.